Now the second half of the shiur is going into Keren. Keren, remember, Gimel Avos Nemer Bishor. There are three types of damages in an animal. First one is Keren, then Sheina Regel. Sheina Regel are very simple, because everybody knows what Shein is. An animal eats up somebody's food. You got to pay Nezek Sholem, simple. Regel is also easy. An animal steps on something, pay full price. That's the logic. You damage $100, you pay $100. Simple. The most complicated from the three of us in Shor is Keren. It's the most complicated. Now, the Gemara comes along, and the Gemara, the Torah says like this, that Keren has a special law. The first three times, you only have to pay half. And the fourth time, then you start paying whole. Now there's a machlekes, why is that? Why the first three times only half? What's the logic behind it? So Tosfos brings down, just to get the rules, Tosfos says that one sheet, the whole, the reason why you pay half is like this. Really, you shouldn't pay anything, because you didn't have to worry about it. It's not your fault. Normal animals don't go gory. It's only a knas. Torah says, pay anyway, even though you don't have to. That's one reason why the Torah says you have to pay half. The other man, the Yomer, argues the opposite. The other man, the Yomer, says, you know why the Torah says you have to pay half? Because really, you should pay whole, like everybody else, like Shane or Regal. But since the Torah did you a favor, the Torah chopped it off, but technically it's a regular money payment like everything else. That's, so we have two ways to explain why does a Tam pay Chatzi Nezek. Tam means the first three times. Either it's a knas or it's a favor. Okay. Or a favor. The other way is that it's a favor, the Torah had Rachmanis on you. Now the Gemara comes along and says, is like this. What kind of a keren does the animal gore with? So the Gemara brings two psukim. One pasuk from Tzidkiyah, that he gores with something in his mouth. That's called tlusha. The animal takes a twig or a piece of metal and gores with it. That's what goring means. Keren, tlusha. Then the Gemara brings another pasuk for even keren the chuberis. It takes its own natural horns and gores. So we have, that's why you have two psukim. So the Gemara asks, what do you need the second pasuk for? The first pasuk we need to tell us that goring is even something not normal, even with something that the animal puts in his mouth. You need a pasuk to teach us that that's also called keren. Putting something in your mouth is keren. But what do you need the second pasuk for? Of course, if he gores with his horns, why should it? Of course, it would be just as bad as goring with something in his mouth. So the Gemara says something that Tosfos has a big kasha. That's what the Gemara says like this. If we would not have a pasuk to teach us that natural horns is also in the pasuk of Tam, that's also what the Torah meant, we would make a mistake and think that goring with natural horns would have to pay Nezek Sholem even the first time. We would think, again, the mistake we would make would be that Keren with natural horns is so much worse than Keren that the animal puts in his mouth. We would think it's so much worse that we'd say like this, the Torah only makes half price by Keren Tlusha when it's something that the animal picks up off the ground. But by Keren Mechuberes, if we wouldn't have any psukim about it, we would just use our own logic. From our own logic, we would make him pay full price. That's what the Gemara said. So on that, Tosfos has a tremendous kasha. Tonight, try to look it over. Tosfos says, where from our own logic would we think, how would we have the right, in our own logic, to make natural horns, when an animal gores with its own horns, how would we have the right to add on to the damages? Let the man say, in the pasuk it only means that if my animal would have taken something and put it in his mouth and gored, I have to pay half price. So how could you Bezdin make me pay because my animal used its own horns? Where do you get the psukim for? Where do you see it from? Maybe I only want to pay half. Just like if my animal would have taken horns, would have used Keren Kalusha. Where does it come from? So Tosfos says like this. If you hold Paldeniska Mamayna, Tosfos, if really every time goring should really is just as bad as every other damage, really it's just as bad, except the Torah did you a favor, so then we could go to the man and we could tell him like this, huh, the Torah only did you a favor by Keren Kalusha, because your animal did something abnormal and picked it up. But if you were, your animal took its own horns, which is just as bad as Shein, Regel, Eish, so we tell the man, you know why you have to pay Nezek Sholem? You know why the Gemara thought that we would have to pay full price? Because we would compare it to the other Mazikim. We would learn out from our logic. Remember what we said in the Mishnah, that if all Mazikim are equal in logic, we could compare. So Tosfos says, if you look at damaging with horns, that really is just as bad as any other kind of damage, we would use the logic and we would compare Keren Mechuberes, the natural horns, we would compare it to Shena Regel. That's how we would make him pay Nezek Sholem. So Tosfos solved his problem. What was Tosfos' problem again? How could the Gemara have a Havamina that a natural horns should have to pay Nezek Sholem? Where does it say in the Pusik? You know where it says it? It doesn't say in the Pusik, but we could compare it. We could learn out Oinshin Mamon Min Adin. We would learn out from Shein Regel. We would compare it to the other Mazikim, because our Mishnah holds Oinshin Mamon Min Adin. Our Mishnah holds, not like the Mechilta, that in logic, if you look at Keren like a normal Mazik, you have the right to make him pay full price. But Tosfos says, but if you hold Chatzimez, Palgan is the Kedusa, if you hold the other way, that really damaging first three times, you shouldn't have to pay anything. Because really a normal animal doesn't gore at all, even with its own horns, so then we're stuck. So then Tosfos still has his kasha. If goring is such a light mazik that technically the man is not responsible for it, how could the Gemara even think that a keret, that if an animal gores with its own horns, it'd have to pay nezek sholem? Where would that come from? He never even had to assume that his animal is going to go gore with his own horns. So how could the Gemara make him pay full damages? You can't compare it to Shein and Regel, where the person was responsible. So that's the Tosfos raised with Akasha. I think the car is here. It's already time. Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow. We'll try to get the Tosfos. Yeah. What we'd like to do is...
Will you record?
It's a little different than we've all... Usually we are going right on the Gemara you're learning during Seder, but today also we have to catch up a little. First, we want to work a little more on Keren, on that hard Tosfos that we started yesterday, a small part of the shiur. And then most of the shiur will go on to Shein and Regel, which we were learning yesterday, and I saw the end of Seder also. I'm glad you went back to the Tosfos. Right, and then Mitzvah Shem next week, we'll work on the Bor and its Tolders. So you'll see this way, you'll have a little on each of the Ovis. Okay, as we said yesterday, Bekitzer, Keren has a special halacha that when the animal gores, first three times it pays Chatzi Nezek, and the fourth time it starts to pay Nezek Sholem. So the Gemara brought down two psukim. What is a Keren? What type of a horn does the animal gore with? So the first pasuk teaches us that the animal picks up something off the ground, which is not a normal thing to do, and then gores. So the first three times, yes, he has to pay half. That's simple. Then the Gemara brings another pasuk that even a natural horn is also keren, and has to pay chatzi nezek the first three times. Good. But the Gemara asks, what do we need that second pasuk for? What would we think without a second pasuk about a natural horn which gored? What would we think? So the Gemara says, we'd make a mistake and think that if he gores with his own horns, then he would have to pay full price. So on that, Tosfos was bothered by a tremendous question. Where would that come from? If the Torah says, with a horn made out of metal, you only pay three times. You pay only half the first three times. and the Torah wouldn't write anything about a natural horn. So what would Beis Din do? How would Beis Din have the right to make him pay full damages? From where? Where would that come from? So the Gemara, so Tosfos says like this: if Keren, goring, is technically just as bad as every other mazik, we solved our problem, because just we would, how would we would make the person pay full price with, if his animal gored with his natural horns, because where would we learn it from? We compare it to boar, to Aish, to Shein Regel. That's how Tosfos answers how the Gemara thought that a Keren Mechuberis, which means a natural horn that's attached, would have to pay Nezek Sholem, because we would compare it to all the other Mazikim who pay full price. But then Tosfos says, Tosfos was left with a kasha. If your whole Palgun is Keknosa, which means that really it's not natural, it's not usual for an animal to gore even with its own horns, and therefore the owner didn't have to worry about it. So if goring with natural horns is really not a damage, not the responsibility of the owner, so how could you make him pay full price? Why should he have to pay full price? You can't compare it to the other mazikin, because palgan is kiknosa, which means that it's not natural. The owner doesn't have to worry about an animal goring with his horns. So how could the Gemara think that you'd have to pay full price? So Tosfos gives one teretz. We're going to say over two other teretz. Bekitzer, in order to understand Tosfos, Tosfos simply says like this: if not for these pasuk of Bechor Shor, that teaches us that natural horns also go into Keren, if not for that pasuk, we would think, we would make a mistake and think Palgan Niska Memoina. That means we might think that it is natural for an animal to gore with his horns. That would be the mistake we would make. We think differently than the truth is. Now we know the truth. We know that this is a pasuk, that Keren, when it says in the Torah, horns pay half, it's all kinds of horns, whether it's attached or not attached. So then we know the truth is that it's very irrational. It's not normal for this damage to take place. That's because we know that the Torah is teaching us Keren, that a natural horn is also part of Keren. But if it would not have been in the pasuk, we would have made a mistake and thought that really it's natural for an animal to gore with its horns. That's Tosfos' teretz. And if it would have been natural to gore with its own horns, then the owner would have had to pay full damages, because if it was natural, he should have worried that his animal is going to damage. Bekitzer, the way Tosfos answers the Gemara's problem, I don't want to say it too much because you'll get confused. Say it Bekitzer one more time and try, and if you don't get it, don't worry about it. Get to the next part. Tosfos says, the reason the Gemara says we might think Keren Mechuberis would have to pay full damages, how would we think so? Because we might think that it is natural. It is natural to gore with his own horns. And if it's natural to gore with his own horns, you'd have to pay full damages, just like Bor and Shane and Regel, all the other natural mazikin. So that's why the Torah had to write Bechor Asher Hadoloi, to teach us that even natural horns only pay half damage. Why do they pay only half damage? Because it's not natural. That's the way Tosfos learns the Gemara. Now we'll go to the Rashi.
Mechuberis is the same thing as Busha?
We would have thought that it would, yeah, now it's the same. But okay. If not for that, we would have thought it was different. It's a very hard Tosfos. It took me many times learning the Masechta to deserve it, to understand the Tosfos, so don't get frustrated. If you get it now, hopefully you'll have it. The Rashba says a very lumdish teretz on the kasha. Again, Tosfos' kasha was, if we'd only have one pasuk to teach us, that when it says Keren pays half, we're talking about Tzidkio's horns, which are metal, right? So if we'd only have one pasuk, so we know that a metal horn in the mouth pays half. What about a natural horn? So the Gemara says, oh, a natural horn would have to pay more. Fractasis, where would that come from? We don't know. If the Torah doesn't talk about a natural horn, so how do you have the right to add on more money? Make it only pay half, like a Keren Tlusha, like a metal horn. why did the Gemara make him pay? How would we have the right to make him pay full damage like Bor, like Eish? Why make him pay like a full damage? Go Lekulam, maybe only pay half. So the Rajba says, you know why the Gemara thought that we can make damages done by a natural horn where there's no pasuk either way, and Beis Din will not be sure, what does Hashem want us to charge this fellow? Should we charge him full price or charge him half price? We don't know. It doesn't say, because a keren in the Torah, according so far, is only keren of metal. What about natural horns where the Torah doesn't write anything? So the Rajba says, if you're in doubt, if Beis Din is in doubt whether to make him pay full price or half price, so the Rajba says, Safik l'chumra, when you're not sure how much to make a person pay for his damages, should you make him pay half price like Karen Plusha, or should you make him pay full price like the other Mazikin? You have a suffix. So the Rajba says it's like a piece of meat. If you have a piece of meat and you're not sure if it's kosher or treif, you're not allowed to take a chance. You gotta assume maybe it's treif. So the Rajbi says the same thing. When a man's animal damaged with his natural horns, and we take him to Beis Din, he says, I only want to pay half, because Karen, Torah only says that a metal horns, you pay half price the first three times. The Nizik says, what do you mean? This is not metal horns, this is natural horns. I want you to pay for the damages for full price, like Bor, like Eish, like all the other damages. We're not sure, there's no pasuk, we don't know what to do. So the Rashi says, you go l'chumra. If there would be no pasuk, you can make him pay the extreme. You make him l'chumra. So that's why the Gemara had to say a second pasuk of b'chor shor hadoloi, to teach us that even natural horns are going to the parsha of Tam. So now we only make him pay half. But if not for the pasuk, the second pasuk, that was the whole problem. What do you need the second pasuk for? So the Gemara says, without a second pasuk, by ourselves, we would make him pay full price. So Tehela Garaj, but Taisus asks, where are you going to get that from? So the Rajba says, if you're in doubt, you go Lochumra. Fek the Birkat Shmuel. So the Birkat Shmuel asks on the Rajba, is that logical? If you're not sure, if a man owes money, if he owes $50 or $100, you remember a klal, what did you learn about Metziah? If you have a suffix, Reuven says, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I don't owe you. You have a suffix in money matters. What's the klal in suffix in money matters? Hamoitze mechaveroi, all of a riot. You don't need a kula, right? You go la kula. You don't take out money from a person until you have 100% pure proof. By the laws of meat. Sure, by treif is if you're not sure of something, so you go la kula, don't eat it. When it comes to money matters, money's in my pocket. We don't have the right to take out more money just because we're in doubt. You say, prove it. Well, you'll prove to me that I owe more money. I'll pay you. So the Birkat Shmuel, got the kasha? He asks on the Rajba, how could the Rajba explain our Gemara? That when the Gemara says you pay, you would have to pay full price for Karen, the Chuberis. It would be because of a din suffix. Me suffic, you're not sure if Karen Mechuber is like Plusha or like the other Mazikin. You go Lechubra, I all of the money matters, we go Lechula. That's the British word.
Same type of question,
just a little similar. Well, okay, don't let's
no,
leave
it.
On the Rajbi, yeah, okay, so leave it. Yeah, so the Birkat Shmuel says.
Is this
suffic in money matters? Should we make him pay the full damage or make him pay half the damage? This is not the Rabban, this is the right. We don't know. How does the Torah want us to look at this mazik? And l'chor, it's a money question. Should we make him pay full price or should we make him pay half price? Should we compare it to a metal horn or should we compare it to other damages? So we suffic, how could the Rajma say, we'll go l'chumra? No, Birkat.
He has a suffic, but he's higher than that. He has
to pay.
He's hired as being a mur. To make sure he was make sure that he paid the right amount of money in order that he should be hired, that he should give the right amount of money.
Yeah.
The right amount of money. It's not that we're taking out of him.
Sure. Sure, we don't
know. He doesn't know what he was chayv. If he's chayv as mu'ud now, but I'm chaveris.
But be suffic, we don't know. Should we give it a din mu'ud or should we give him a din tam? So if you have a suffic, what to do? The kasha is, why does the Rajma say you go to chumra? You should always go to chumra. Money matters. Happy to take out money. Good. So now you're on the right track. I knew you were there, but you didn't say it. Now you said it strongly. So, very good. So Shimshon is mechavin. If you remember, the Birkas Shmuel, based on what he got from his Rebbe, the Birkas Shmuel says from the Rajba, you see again like Reb Chaim Brisker. Remember, Reb Chaim Brisker says that paying for damages is because a person did an iser. He did not do what he was supposed to. He was supposed to watch. Right? And if a person doesn't watch when he's supposed to watch, the Torah says, if you did the iser of Alo Yishmerenu, you didn't make the right watching, you have to pay because of the fact that you were over the iser. So the Birkas Shmuel says, you see from the Rajba, that it's taka like eating chazer. If you're not sure, if we're not sure whether this Karen Mechuberis, should we give it, should we make him watch it like a mu'ud and pay full price? Or should we make him watch it like a tam and only pay half price? So it's like we're dealing with an iser. We're not just dealing with money matters anymore, because this again, this is, we're tying this in to the yisoid that we brought down from Reb Chaim Brisker before. In other words, the yisoid we had from Reb Chaim was that in mazikin, there's two parts to damages. First is, the person's supposed to watch what he's supposed to. He has a responsibility to watch. The second step is, if he doesn't watch, then he has to pay money. So therefore, over here we have a suffix in the first step. We're not sure what kind of a shmirah, what kind of an iser did the Torah put on the natural horns. Did the Torah put an iser of watching natural horns, like metal horns, which is only like a half price type of a thing? Or should we compare Karen Mechuberis to a full-fledged mazik that requires protection from full payment? So it comes out, that's why that's shot in the Rajba, why it's a suffic iser, because in every mazik, it's based on the first step of every mazik is, there's an iser, you have to make sure to protect your animal from damaging. And if you don't protect, you got to pay for it. So that's why in the suffic, we give him a din of nezek shalom. That's a beautiful, that's a very famous
Yisur Yamachmer.
So the Chiddush of the Birkas Shmuel to answer the Rajba is, that's why the Rajba says you go l'chumra, because when we're dealing with damages, well, you're dealing also with an issa. Now, b'chara, you could ask a kasha on this Birkas Shmuel from a Mishnah later on, because we have a suffix, the Mishnah later on in the fifth Perek. Everybody got the, you got the Teret so far?
What's your,
because what Reb Chaim is teaching us that every in the suffix, whether Karen Mechuberis, whether it's a Tam or Mu'id, it's a suffix how much Velo Yishmerenu is it. It's really a suffix Isser by Chazin. So that's why you go to Chumrah. If the laws of paying money would only be simply money matters, so then why should you go to Chumrah? If you're not sure, should he pay $50 or $100? So money matters, you go to Kula. If you're not sure if a man borrowed $100 or not, did he borrow 50 or did he borrow 100? How much does he have to pay back? Only 50. You can't take more money out of me just because you're in doubt. But if the laws of damages are more than just money matters, the laws of damage of paying for damages are grow out of the responsibility, the iser, not to let your animals go wild. So if it starts off with an iser, so if it starts off with an iser and you have a suffix in the iser, so misafik, you machra on him just like a piece of nevela. Rabbi, you got it? This is the Birkas Shmuel's text.
So should be chayav for the other one, but should be
part of the
paying. What do you mean?
If misafik, we're not sure. If misafik, we make him watch this Karen Mechuberis, like a regular mazik. If the chi of shmira becomes misafik, once you pass him misafik, you go lechumra, then automatically even b'day adam he has to pay. I like your chaf, but listen to what I'm saying. Once we pass him misafik, that the shmira is like a regular mu'ud, that's why you got to pay even b'day adam. You don't split it. It's a good point that you bring in. You hear, but the shayla is like this. Okay, if you need anybody.
Just, so what's, how can you,
did you get this? But don't ask me. Just make sure you get this. I don't. Please, let's not go deeper because I have a lot of other steps to say. If you have this step, fine. On this, Lakari, you could ask from a Mishnah in the fifth parak. The Mishnah said that if a man's animal, a man's animal damaged, and we're not sure which of the two animals did it damage. Did it damage the big one or did it damage the small one? They had two animals. And we know for sure Reuven's animal was responsible for killing one of them. Was it the one worth $500 or was the one only worth
$250?
They're both dead. One was struck, one was shot, one was, I don't know, just died naturally, and you can't see any scars. So you don't know. One just died natural and one was killed by the animal. The Nizik says, hey, your animal killed the fat one because he wants to collect the 500. The Mazik says, I'm sorry, now you prove it. Maybe he killed the little one. So I'll only pay you for the little one. So the Mishnah says, Hamoitzi mechaver el avarai. The Mishnah says, he doesn't have to pay him for the big one. So Achara, you see, a seer, because there you see, you're not sure whether he has to pay 500 or 250, you make him pay 250. And according to the Rajba, we're saying that if you're not sure if the Karen Mechuberes should pay half or a whole, the Rajba explains the Misafi Yigo Lachumra. Achara, it's a seer. But if you think deeper into it, it's not a seer. Because there, the suffix is not in the first step of the Shmira part. There, the thing is, the animal's dead already. What are we clearing now? We're clearing in, how much does he have to pay? We're clearing in dollars and cents. Does he have to pay for the big one or the small one? So at the time, what Besdin is not sure about is dollars and cents. If we're not sure about money matters, so then, dollars, you can't take extra money. But here we're clearing pshat and pasuk. This Gemara today that the Rajab is going on is when the Torah says Karen, and Karen means for sure a metal one. But we're not sure, does the Torah mean also Karen, Pelusha, Mechuberes also? So we're not sure of Pshat and the Pasuk. So if we're not sure of Pshat and the Pasuk, so we're going back to what the Torah is establishing, the guidelines for Shmira. Oh, if the suffix is in originally in what the Pshat and the Pasuk is, then you have to go L'chumra, and you have to say like this. When the Torah says Karen pays half, that's only metal horns. But if you have a horn that's Mechuberes, that does not go into that Pasuk. It goes into the regular plow of every other Mazik. The suffix you have to pay for. I'm speaking to that. There's other steerers, but this is the easiest. You hear the steerer? The kasha was there, it says, Suffolk, if you're not sure if a man's animal gored $100 worth or $500 worth. So, be Suffolk, the Mishnah says, you don't have to pay the higher price. And here the Rajba says that you do have to pay the higher price. Because over here, the Suffolk, you have to train your mind, where is the doubt? That's where it starts to build up. If the doubt isn't shot in the pasuk, how the Torah sets up the guidelines. So once you go l'chumra and you set up that a keren l'chuberis, a natural corn, does not fit into the chatzi nezek category, so Mimele has to watch it like a mu'ud. If he has to watch it like a mu'ud, so then he has to pay like a mu'ud. But over there in the case was, it's not a question of psukim. The question is a metzias. Which animal did the thing, did the expensive animal or the cheap animal? So then it's simply dollars and cents. Because it's we're clearing after the damage took place already. Not a question of who he should have watched. He didn't watch for sure. The question is, after he didn't watch it, did it go out and damage a big one or a small animal? So if it's only a money question, then we say we can't take out more money, we suffer. Okay. That's the teretz from the Rajah. There is a teretz from the Chazon Ish, a very fascinating teretz, but I don't want to go into it now. Just telling, letting you know that there are other ways to answer Tosfos Kasha. But we brought down Tosfos and the Rajah. Now let's go to the other part of the shiur. After we worked on Karen, we'll work now on Shane and Regel. And as I told you, Shane and Regel, in certain ways, are much simpler. Why? Because first, any time the animal eats up Shane for pleasure, the owner has to pay full price. Very simple. Regel, which means any time the animal crumples something as it's going along, since it's just the natural way to happen, he didn't mean to do it on purpose, it just, whatever happens to find itself under the feet, get crumpled. So you have to pay Nezek Sholem. That's called Regel. Hezeke Motzi. So you got Shein, and you got Regel. Now, in the Torah itself, it does not say clearly the word Shein, and it doesn't say the word Regel. The Gemara has to pull it out of the Psukim. It says in the Torah, V'shilach es be'iroi, he'll send his animal. So the Gemara says, what does that mean, sending an animal? That means Regel. That's the mazik of Regel, which damages. By sending him out and letting him walk and trample. Ubir bistei acher, those words, ubir bistei acher, the Gemara explains, is shame. Beer to consume is shame. Okay. So we have psukim for shame, we have psukim for regal. The Gemara had a problem. If you recall, I don't want to confuse you. The Gemara says, what do you need? What do you need so clearly to show us that ubir is shame? Of course ubir is shame. It can't be anything else. I remember this is an important point. If you remember that, the Gemara asked, what do you need, psukim, asher yevayer ha'golol atumoi? What do you need a pasuk in Navi to teach us that ubir is shein? We have two slots, so to speak, in the pasuk. One is for regel. So of course ubir has to be for shein. That was the Gemara's question. Now hear them carefully, because we're going to get the beautiful piece of the Chazon Ish. So the Gemara answers like this. If not for the extra pasuk in Navi, asher yevayer ha'golol, to teach us that ubir is shein, we would take the pasuk, the shilach and ubir, both for regel. What do you need two psukim for regel for? Ah, the Gemara says, because we would think there's two types. There's a harder, there's a more severe regel, and there's an easier regel. One is sholach shluche, that the man himself opens the gate and says, hey, go. That's bad, because he knows that the fellow's going to go trampling into other people's property. That's one. And the second pasuk we would say is also regel, but also memela, by itself. In other words, the man didn't send him, so it's not as bad, but still, he didn't lock him up. So therefore, we would think, and this is the Gemara says, we would think that there's two parts of the pasuk are talking about regel. Why do you need two? Because you wouldn't know one without the other. If it would only say one about regel, I would say only sholach shluchet, that the only time regel is chayav is if the man sends him out. But if he goes by himself and damages and tramples, then I wouldn't know. That's why you have to have two psukim for regel. That's what the Gemara says at that point. And then the Gemara changes. The Gemara says, but now Kasher Yevar HaGolol HaTumoi tells us that the second pasuk is going on Shein. So the Gemara says, oh, if you have this, it's going on Shein, so how do you know Ozel Mamela? So the Gemara says, we learn it out from Shein. But at the point where the Gemara says, here's where we're getting to the Chazon Ish. At the point where the Gemara says, if we'd only have one pasuk for Regel, we would say that Regel V'shilach Esti'iro, a person is only chayiv if his animal tramples when he sends. But we wouldn't know ozel memela. So the Chazon Ish has a big shayla. What does the Gemara mean? The Chazon Ish says one pshat is that we would say that it's putter completely. Ozel memela is putter completely. So the Chazon Ish speaks out, why would he be putter completely? I mean, Karen, by Ozel Mamela, Karen, if an animal goes and gores, by Ozel Mamela, he still has to pay. By Karen, there's no difference between Sholach, Shluche, or Ozel Mamela. Karen, whenever the animal gores, he has to pay, whether he sends him or he doesn't send him. So why would the Gemara think that by Regel, if it goes by itself, you don't have to pay? Like Karen, if it goes by itself and damages, you have to pay. So why would we think that it's any easier? Why would we let him off the hook? So the Chazon Ish says that this would be a gzeiras hakosev. Since the Torah says v'shilach, only if you send. Only if you send it. So we would say it's a gzeres hakosuf without any reason behind it. Because the Chazon Ish says, just like the other mazikim, remember I told you, bor is potter on vessels. If vessels fall into a hole, you don't have to pay. It's only if an animal gets damaged. It's a posik. There's no logic to it. The Torah let him off the hook. The Torah said he doesn't have to pay. So the Chazon Ish explains this Gemara. When the Gemara says that we would not know, ozel memeler, that regel by itself, we would know that means he'd taka be putter, he wouldn't have to pay a penny. What's the logic? No logic. It's just like bor is putter on kalim. It's just like fire is putter on tamud. It would be a gzeres hakosim. That's one pshat the Chazon Ish said. Today, Mitzvah, whenever you review it, you'll see how beautiful, how important this Chazon Ish is. But look, he says another pshat. And he says that maybe that's not what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says that ozel memela, when the animal is sent by itself and the owner doesn't send it out, the Gemara doesn't mean that I would think it's potter. What the Gemara says is, I might think that ozel memela would be chayiv, but not as a mazik of regel. It would be, we'd learn it out from a ma'amatzina. We would compare it to Aish, just like in the Mishnah, Arbomus Nezikin, that if any of the others would be equal, if they're all on the same level, we could learn out one from the other. So the Chazon Ish explains the Pshat in the Gemara, that when it says, Ozel Mamela, I wouldn't know if a man says and sends his animal. What does it mean, I wouldn't know? I wouldn't know that it has the laws of Rega. It would have the laws of Keren. It would be just like Aish. What's the difference? What? Okay, but we learn from a Mahatzad. In other words, we'd say, basically, it has its own strong points because it's Urchek, because it's natural. The Chiddush, the Ga'onis of the Chazon Ish is like this in the second pshat. He said this pshat first, but I knew it was harder for you to understand. That's why I reversed it. I said first the pshat, the Chazon Ish, the easier pshat to understand. And now I'm telling you the more lumdish pshat. Again, when the Gemara says if you'd only have one posik, vishilach, to teach us that a man who sends his animals out and they stamp and they go into other people's fields, I would not know ozel memela. So the second pshat in the Chazon Ish means not that ozel memela would not have any responsibility at all. It would have a responsibility, but it would not go under the family of regel. Regel would be only vishilach. The law of regel, of normal regel, is only when the owner sends him out. But when he goes by himself and tramples over somebody's vegetables, now then he says, the Gemara says he'd have to pay, but it would be a general mazik. It would have the laws of Aish. Of bor, it would be learned out. That's why I spent a lot of time in the Mishnah, Lay Arezeh, yesterday with Tzad HaShogah, with Ein Shem and Adin, because I knew that this Chazon Ish, what the Chazon Ish is saying is that Ozel Memela, when the animal goes by itself and damages, it would be Ein Shem, he would have to pay, but he wouldn't have to pay according to the guidelines of Regel. Regel is Potter B'Shusarab. And if Ozel Memela is not a told of Regel, it's not part of Regel, so it could be Ozel Memela if he's trampled on fruits. Even in the Rishus HaRabim, he would be chayiv, because that's the way the Chazon Ish says, that it would not be Regel, it wouldn't be the category of Regel, it would be similar to the other Ovis, and it would have the chumras of the other Ovis, that's right. The Ovis, l'chayiv and Rishus HaRabim. Sholach Shluchei, Sholach Shluchei would be the regular regal. That's what regal is. And on that there's a Gzeres HaKosev, Sholach Shluchei's regal is only chayav in private property, just like Shane. Shane and regal has its special law. Only in private property. If Shane and regal damage in public property, you're potter. Poshet, it's Gzeres HaKosev. Later, we'll come on the lumbus. So Gzeres HaKosev, Ubier, Bistei Acher, the Torah says. Bishilach has Beiroi, Ubier Bistei Acher. Only in somebody else's property. Shein V'regel is free from payments in public in the Rishus HaRabim. But if Ozel Mameila, he had a case exactly, it's regel, but the owner didn't send him out. He went by himself and he trampled over food. So the Chazon Ish says a Ge'onis, that the Gemara in the second pshat, not that he'll be free to pay, because what's the logic? He walked, you didn't lock your door, the animal went and smashed my tomatoes. So just because you didn't send him, your animal still went and smashed him. So the Chazon Ish in the second pshat is answering that, and says that the Gemara means to say he will have to pay. He will have to pay for the vegetables. Even though it's Ozel Mamela, he didn't send him. And Regel, as it says in the Torah, is only Sholach Shulchan, only if the man pushes him out. But if he walks out, it would be a mazik like the Tzad HaShoveh. It would be a mazik which is derived from the ancient Minadin, like we learned from the Mishnah, that the certain mazikim which are balanced, then you could learn out one from the other. So the Chazon Ish puts in this Gemara, that when the Gemara says, Aval Ozel Mamela, we wouldn't know, means we wouldn't know that it's a real regel. That's why you need the special pasuk. But it would be a mazik anyway.
Why okay. Would
because if it's not regel, it doesn't get the true regel. No, if it's not regel, it loses the tour. You're learning it out from the place from Bor B'Shusarab. Learn out from Bor, learn from Karen is Chai B'Shusarab. So it's a type of a regel, since it's, if Ozel Mamela would not go under the category of regel, it would have the other laws, you'd have to pay. I'll explain to you, it would be a general Tzad HaShoveh from Bor and Keren. You could learn out, the Gemara later is going to say, you could compare everything to Bor and Keren as you could really. The Gemara says, Lo Harei, that there are certain differences, one from one. But one from two, later on, the Gemara is going to come out that there are certain mazikim that are equal, and if they're equal, you can learn them out. So Taisa, the Chazon Ish says that regel of Ozel Mamela, what? That's all shmuz. What would be a patron kia? I hear what you're telling me. We're going to leave that.
The only reason why Ozel Mamela would be kind of Tzad HaShoveh is everything else?
It's enough to be in the Tzad HaShoveh.
So,
it's Orfei, but
so
it's a regel.
Like
that's
like
right. It would be enough of a... I don't want to get into it. There's a whole Indian about Vav this. It's quite complicated. I just try to take out the main point. The kids say, when you chazer over this Gemara, try to see the two ways you can learn in the Chazanish. The first way is, Ozel Mamela, if it's not part of regel, because the man didn't send him out, he went out himself, he's completely free. And the second pshat of Chazon Ish, he'd have to pay, but he wouldn't have to pay as the laws of regel. It would go into the learning from the other mazik. We just have enough time for another point, so let's not forget. I know it's a little square at the end of the week. It helps you to see the fall, how the Chazon Ish learned so carefully the Gemara. Once you get it, you'll see it's not so difficult. Now the last point is Shein. On Shein, the Gemara reverses it. And the Gemara says, there's a separate point, this is easier. On Shein, the Gemara says there are two points. Also, the Gemara thought that you need two psukim for two types of Shein. If not for the other pasuk that tells us regel, the Gemara says, we would take b'shilachas b'iroi for Shein, and Ubir Biste Acher for Shein. What do you need two types of Shein for? So the Gemara says simply, one Pasuk would teach us Mechal Yikarn, which means simply an animal chews up and eats food. That's Mechal Yikarn. And we need another Pasuk to tell us even Loi Mechal Yikarn. That's why, if not for the other Pasuk Regel, we would use it for a weaker Shein. Now, what's this weaker Shein of Loi Mechal Yikarn? On that, we have a Machloikis, Rashi, and Taisus. What does the Gemara mean that there's a weaker type of a Shein? Shein means eating something for pleasure. So what's this Loi Mechal Yikarn? What is it, a type of a Shein where you do not totally destroy it? How is it possible to have Shein without totally destroying it? If you eat it, you eat it, it's destroyed. That's the passion that Rashi and Taisus work on. Yeah, but it wouldn't be, it was very late now. I've been leading up to say two few pshatim. I appreciate going ahead and please say it. Rashi Bekitzer learns that the animal ate up fruit when it was not completely grown yet. It was shachas. Taisus learned Rashi. Shachas means it's only one third of its growth. It only grew a third. That's what Shachas is. Wheat. Instead of growing a foot, it was only 3 inches high or 4 inches high. So Rashi says, Poshik Shatan Rashi is, why is that loy mechal yakarna? I ate up the wheat? Because it's going to grow back again. So if it's going to grow back again, you didn't totally destroy it. That's Poshik the way Rashi says. Since it's going to grow back more wheat, so that's a weaker damage. It's not a total destruction. In fact, the Hale of the Tais is, what do you mean? If the man could have eaten, he could have himself, the owner could have had that first 3 inches, and then it'll grow back again, so he would have had two cuttings. Like this, he's only getting one cutting. So why shouldn't the Mazik have to pay for Mechalia? That's called Mechalia, you destroy those 3 inches. What does it help that it's going to grow back later? Those 3 inches are finished. So therefore, Taisvis says, Taisvis learns a different pshat in the Gemara. That what it means, loy mechalya kind of means he didn't eat anything. All it did was he rolled in it, and he got it dirty. And he got pleasure out of rolling in the fruit. In the meantime, he smeared the fruit, and instead of being worth $10 a bushel, they're only worth $5 a bushel. That's the Taisvis pshat. But the fruit is still here. So first, B'kitzer, Ramosha Zatzal asks on Taisvis. If the fruits were worth $10 before they got dirty, now they're only worth $5. So $5 worth of the fruit are finished. That's that little mess, the bumps or the black spots. As kids, you normally like to eat apples with black spots. Those black spots, which started to get rotten, they're not here anymore. What's the difference? If that's also Mechal Yekarya. Ramosha Zatzal blies with a Tzor Afinian on Taisvis.
And you just say that it has long to a certain degree. And
but that degree is finished. That degree is Mechalia. That amount that he did. So Rav Moshe Zatzal says maybe like this. Listen to Gainis. You hear the Kasha? That's Mechalia. It's totally this. That amount, $5 worth, is finished. You got a half apple left.
There's nothing that you can see that's finished.
Even if you can't see it, but in value, it's finished. In value, it's finished. So Rav Moshe Zatzal says maybe what Taisvis means is like this. Really, people who aren't so choosy will pay $10 a piece. Real hick people. But anybody who really knows apples will only pay $5. So it comes out, that's where Moshe wants to say, that it really, for some people, it's still edible, and they'll pay the full price. And for some people, it won't pay the full price. So that's why it's called Loi Mechal Yekarna, because technically the value is still here. But Moshe Zatzal lies with its Tzorachin on Taisvis. But to answer Rashi, we're going to say, interesting. I'll try to squeeze it in. Give me an extra minute at the end of the week. Listen carefully. Rashi L'chara is also shver. Because how could Rashi say, Loi Mechalia, L'chara, he lost that cutting. That cutting of the 3 inches are finished. So the Achrayim answer Rashi and say like, he would never have cut those 3 inches. That's what Pshat and Rashi. No Seichel Dika farmer would cut the 3 inches. Why? Because Rashi says, once you cut the 3 inches off, the next time when it grows back, it doesn't grow as good. It doesn't grow good. So therefore, it comes out that he would never have cut it anyway. So it comes out he's not really losing the 3 inches, because he would never have cut them and eat them separately. He would have waited till it would have grown. If it would have grown into normally straight from the beginning, it'd be worth $10 a bushel. Now that the animal cut the shachas, and now inferior crop came up, a weaker crop came up, it's only worth $7 a bushel. Weaker, it's not as good. So that's the difference between weaker crop. And better crop is Loi Mechal Yekarna. It's still a crop. It's just the question, is it a better quality or is it a weaker quality? That's why Rashi says that's Loi Mechal Yekarna. Because we're not making him pay for the first crop, because he would never have eaten it. He wouldn't have taken two crops. Because he would never do that, because he's going to be ruining the second one. That's the chaf and achrayim. Pasha Taisvis learned that we're making him pay for the 3 inches. So on that, Taisvis asked the kasha, those 3 inches is mechali, those 3 inches of crop are gone. Taisvis says, we're not making him pay for those 3 inches. Because he would never have eaten them themselves. He would have waited till it got a better crop. The difference between a better crop and a weaker crop is loy mechal yekarna, because it's still, the food is here, it's just a weaker quality. That's one pshat. Just because my wife is outside, you look in the Rashba. That was the extra minute I needed. The Rashba says a third pshat. Fascinating pshat. Rashba says, he does, he asks on Tosfos Pshat, and what the Rashba says is close to Rashi, but in one way just the opposite of Rashi. The Rashba says that the case of Loi Mechal Yekarna, a case of where it's not a total destruction, is where the animal ate up the 3 inches of Shachas. The tuva started to grow at 3 inch level, the animal came and ate it. But he says like this, the opposite of Rashi. He says that when farmer has crops, when the crop gets to 3 inches, the farmer himself sends the animals to eat up the shachas, to prune it, because then the second crop will grow even better. So it comes out like this. The whole purpose of eating the first 3 inches is to prune it so that it should, that's the nature. You prune something so that it grows, according to the Rashba, the next crop will grow better. So it comes out like this. Really, he's going to get a better crop because Reuven's animal ate up the shachas, because he would have sent his own animal in anyway. So what are we making him pay for? We're not making him pay for, like Rashi, we made him pay because of a weaker crop came up. According to the Rashba, it's a better crop that came up. So what are we making him pay for? The only thing is like this. Instead of Reuven's animals chewing on shachas to make it grow better, he would have sent his animals in. He could have saved himself some hay to give his animals. But since his main purpose of chewing the shachas is to make the crop grow better, so that's loy mechal yekarna. In other words, you didn't destroy the main object. The main object is the better crop which grows up. That's the purpose of. So therefore, we don't look at the 3 inches of wheat as destroying an object, because it's supposed to be destroyed. Because if you destroy the first 3 inches, the second you get a better crop later on. The only question is, instead of him benefiting that his animals would eat up the first 3 inches, somebody else came along. So we make him pay. That's why it's called Loi Mechal Yekarna. Avada, he ate up 3 inches of wheat. But those 3 inches are supposed to be eaten up. They're not the main purpose in growing the farm. The harvest is the second crop that comes out even better. So that's why we don't look. We don't look at the eating of the 3 inches of wheat like Mechalia kind of, like you took a good object and broke it, and you damaged it. Because it was supposed to be damaged, because that's the way you're going to get the better crop. But since Lamaisi lost that, he could have benefited by cheap food, so that's why you have to pay. But it's not called Mechal Yekarna, because you didn't really destroy a good object, which was ready for eating. You destroyed shachas, which is supposed to be destroyed in order to create something better.
Right.